The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High five!
High five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, subject, I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. Dear Stephen Shirley, my life could not be more complicated. I'm a 36-year-old woman, and I've been dating the same man for 21 years. Yes, that's right. He's my boyfriend, and we've been together off and on since middle school. He was my first love and my first sexual encounter. We have 3 teenage children, and we have been through all of the ups and downs that married couples have, but we've never been married. He has never wanted to get married. I wanted to marry him when we were in our 20s, but changed my mind because he was not treating me like a queen and making me feel like I was the prettiest woman in the world. I was thinking because he never had to commit to me in marriage that he started taking me for granted. For many years now, he has not paid any attention to me. When he's home, he loves his video games. We rarely go out to dinner, and we've never been on vacation. After 21 years, I'm done with trying to make this relationship work. It's like I'm roommates with my best friend that I grew up with. I want to call it quits, but I don't know how. It should be easy, right, since I don't have to divorce him. How do I end things with my best friend, lover, and father of my children? Help. All right. Something that you said in the letter about he doesn't treat you like a queen. Well, I say if you really believe you're a queen, then act like it. I mean, do what queens do. Put yourself first and stop allowing him to treat you that way, just any old kind of way. You know, why you have to put up with this foolishness, I have no idea, for 21 years. And yes, he's taking you for granted because you let him. If he doesn't want to marry you, leave him. If you want to get married, leave. You know, why are you wasting your life with him? 21 years of your life? I understand, you know, that he may have a special place in your heart because he was your first and, you know, he was your first love and everything. He's the father of your teenage children. But it's time to, you know, just start using your head in this situation. Keep your heart out of it for a moment in this relationship, because it's going to continually get broken. So I just say stay woke. You have to know that it's okay to feel how you feel and be fed up and want out. It is okay. You can walk away. I don't know what your living arrangement is or anything like that, but either you can pack your bags and get out, or you can pack his bags and tell him to get out. Now's the time. After 21 years, Steve?
Well, this is a crazy letter, man.
Yeah.
Because it has a couple of problem points in it, more than a couple. I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. That's an alarming number of years for dating. I want to call it quits after 21 years of dating. Wow. 21 years, you ain't got a ring, a proposal, a promise ring, nothing. You just dating. But things is happening in this relationship that goes a little bit past dating. I'm 36 years old, which means you've been with this man, what? How long? Since you were 15?
15.
Okay. That's right, and he's my boyfriend. You're not supposed to be anybody's boyfriend after college. That's, ladies, you're not supposed to be somebody's girlfriend after college. After college, this stuff has to start meaning stuff. Get all that wayward stuff out your system in college. After college, it ought to start meaning something to you.
But you're still girlfriend.
He was my first love and my first sexual encounter. Well, that's good. You were 15. That's good. I'm not saying it happened at 15, but
right.
At least that's good. We have three teenage children, so you're having babies while you just dating.
Three of them.
And you've demanded nothing as you've given this man three children. You've demanded nothing. And you've been through all the ups and downs that married couples go through. Like what? What, like threatening to divorce? Threatening to never see your children again? Threatening to take everything you own? Threatening to take half of his income due to child support? No, you haven't. No, you haven't. That's what happens when married people discuss leaving. Your discussion of leaving, like Shirley said, requires nothing. Unless you're in the state of California. Then you got problems.
Oh, palimony.
Now, but we've never been married. Here's the line. He has never wanted to get married. Well, ain't he been doing what he want to do?
For 21 years.
He has never wanted to get married. And guess what? He ain't. Ta-da! Where the hell is the surprise at? This man ain't ever wanted to get married, and guess what? He ain't married. I wanted to marry him when we were in our 20s and changed my mind because he wasn't treating me like a queen. Listen to me. He still don't treat you like a queen, nor will he ever treat you like a queen. You have gotten what this man at best was gonna give you, three babies. Oh. And it took you 21 years to get that. He has not treated you like a queen. He will never treat you like a queen because he don't do nothing he don't want to do. He didn't want to get married, and for 21 years, doggone it, he ain't. This writing is on the wall. You say in your letter, my life could not be more complicated. Oh, it could be more complicated. You could be married. Oh, it would be a lot more complicated if you were married. So your life could be a lot more complicated. But because you ain't married, like Shirley say, you can just walk off. And he would have to pay for them kids.
Mm.
I got the rest of it when we come back.
I want to call it quits.
This 21-year relationship of dating with this man has produced nothing but hardship for this woman and three beautiful children. So that's what you got out of the deal. They beautiful kids. They're going to grow up to become something absolutely wonderful. I'm almost willing to bet that. But as for you, what you've gotten from it has been what he said he wasn't going to do. He said he never wanted to be married, and guess what? He ain't married. And this little, you talking about you've been together 21 years since, been together off and on since middle school. What the hell do that mean? I keep telling y'all men don't do off.
You always say that.
Men don't do off. We own somewhere. If we offer you, we own to her.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
If we offer you, we own to her.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Period. That's how men are built. Does that make us wrong? No. I'm just telling you, that's how we built. We don't need no time to ourselves. Go up in the mountains and find ourselves.
You don't need any me time?
No, we go over to her house and find ourselves.
That evening.
Okay, so now you wanted to marry him when you were in your 20s, but I changed my mind because he was not treating me like a queen. And I'm telling you, he still ain't treating you like a queen. And I got some more news for you. He will never, ever treat you like a queen because you are not his queen. He's not your king. So why would he treat you like that?
Leave the palace.
And why would you keep expecting to be treated like a queen when he has never performed or acted like a king?
Court gesture.
Yeah, he can't be the little monkey.
Jack.
He can't be the jack on your side show. Everybody else, oh my God, there's the queen, bow down. But they can't come do nothing for you because they ain't the king. Now, she said, I was thinking because he never had committed to me in marriage that he started taking me for granted. No, listen to me again. You said, after he said the queen line and making me feel like I was the prettiest woman in the world, I was thinking because he had never committed to me in marriage that he started to take me for granted. No, you reverse that. He's taking you for granted because he ain't got to commit to you in marriage.
I'll just flip it.
That's all that is. Why we got to commit to you? We gonna take you for granted. Hell, we ain't married to you. You can't make us do nothing. We not married. And you keep saying your life could not be more complicated. It would be a lot more complicated if you was married. For many years now, he has not paid any attention to me. That's because you're not his queen. Let me go in the house and not pay attention to the queen of that house and see how long I'll be standing up at that talking about I'm the damn king. For many years now, he has not paid attention to me. When he's home, he loves his video games. And that's what he pay attention to. All you got to do to know where you stand with a man, what do he pay attention to?
That's right.
He don't pay attention to you, what? But you say he loves his video game. Sitting over there staring at that screen, though, ain't he?
Because
that's what he loves. We rarely go out to dinner. For what? Ain't you eating at the house?
Hello?
Oh, man.
And we've never been on vacation after 21 years. And you're not going anywhere. Listen to this right here. Y'all ain't been nowhere because he has no plans of this going anywhere. Uh-oh.
Golly.
Listen to me, ladies. When a man don't carry you nowhere, it's because he don't see this going nowhere. Do you? I'm teaching you how men are.
That's the hard part that hurts me.
Yeah. If a man don't carry you nowhere, it's because he don't see this going nowhere. Bam, newsflash, print it, put it on Twitter. It's like I'm roommates with my best friend that I grew up with. That's a great analogy because that's exactly what you are. I want to call it quits. Okay, now we're getting down to it.
Finally.
But I don't know how. Well, why don't you just do what he been doing?
Nothing.
Because he ain't paid you attention in years. He been off and on. He don't want to get married. So now all you got to do is take everything he's done and just do it to him. Stop paying him attention. Stop wanting to go out to dinner with him. Free yourself from the loser, and I bet you a winner come along and want to take you out to eat and probably take you somewhere. You ain't even been on a vacation. You a grown-ass woman. Ain't never been on vacation before.
21 years.
You 36 years old. You ain't never seen. Where y'all live? North Carolina somewhere?
What?
Ain't been down to South Carolina.
You ain't been to South Carolina. You in North Carolina. Your ass ain't been to South Carolina. That's a damn thing. That's a damn. That's like saying you live in Florida, ain't been to the beach.
Right. Well, yeah, it's out there.
Well, just drive over there. Well, he don't take me nowhere. I don't know how. It should be easy, right? Since I don't have to divorce him. How do I end things with my best friend, lover, and father of my children? Let's just go over these three things that you're claiming he is. He's your best friend. He treats you like your best friend, right? Or are you claiming him as your best friend? You need some new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you don't know what best friends do.
Not
best
that.
Friends care about each other. Yeah. He's your lover. He ain't paid attention to you in years.
Mm-hmm.
So even if y'all do get to loving, ain't it all just about him?
Mm. Mm.
Hello. And he's the father of your children, which he will always be. That ain't gonna change. Now you can make him continue to be the father. Yeah. That's for damn sure. But the best friend and the lover, he out. That's my response. Strawberry letter. Kiss it.
All right, Steve, we gotta get out of here.
The clapback is real.
Email us. Usher thoughts go to my girl Shirley, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The following is a High Five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.